Good day, everyone, and welcome back to God Is. We all have so much to learn about God, and there's never enough time in a day, or a week, or a month, or a year to be in a posture of worship as we gaze upon the beauty and majesty of the one and only wise God. There is only one God, and the Bible is His Word. The Bible is how God has chosen to communicate to all of us who He is. And so, if you want to know all about God, wouldn't you dedicate yourself to the reading of these scriptures? Wouldn't you spend as much time as possible every day and in every season, summer, fall, winter, and spring, meditating on and thinking about God who communicates to you everything that you need to know about Him? I want to encourage you as we begin a new week together to read the Bible for yourself. And I certainly want to encourage you to read the passages that I will be sharing with you here on God Is. All of them are very easy to understand as you read in the language of your choice. If you'd like to have your own Bible, send me an email and ask for one. I'll send it to you right away, free of charge. Just write to Mark at markaswallow.com. That's M-A-R-K at markaswallow.com and include your mailing address and the Bible will be in the mail to you today. Oh, and if you prefer a language other than English, please specify the language of your choice. I'll do my best to find a translation in your heart language. Now, speaking of the Bible, we are in the sixth chapter of the book of Mark, Mark's Gospel in chapter 6, and today I want to read verses 7 through 13. So if you have your Bible there with you now, please open to Mark chapter 6, and if you've got your hands on the wheel, or you're otherwise occupied, don't worry about it. I'll read this for us. This is Mark 6, verses 7 through 13. And Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out in pairs, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits, and he instructed them that they should take nothing for their journey except a mere staff. No bread, no bag, no money in their belt, but to wear sandals, and he added, "Do not put on two tunics." And Jesus said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave town. Any place that does not receive you or listen to you, as you go out from there, shake the dust off the soles of your feet for a testimony against them." They went out and preached that men should repent, and they were casting out many demons and were anointing with oil many sick people and healing them. Last week, we covered most of these verses by talking about some of the instructions that Jesus gave his 12 disciples. If you were with us, you'll remember I made application to our lives and specifically how we can find physical and emotional rest in the words of Jesus. We learned a lot about the rest that God provides to his people by studying this encounter between Jesus and the disciples before they left him to go out and practice ministry in teams of two. What we learned from Jesus is that God is our rest. Here's a reminder on the specific instructions I lifted out of the text for your prayerful consideration. Go out in pairs, take a walking stick, wear sandals, find a safe place where you can spend the night sharing with other believers your victories and your defeats. What encourages you and what discourages you, having them pray for you, and learn from Jesus how to handle rejection. And all of that is available on the God Is podcast, downloadable for free from the WEZ website, 590amtheword.com. That's 590amtheword.com. And when you get there, click podcast near the top of the home page. All of last week's broadcasts will be there, so hop on the website and get caught up. I'd love for you to also tell others about God Is. I believe this will be a very helpful resource to anyone struggling with tiredness this week. Spread the word. 590amtheword.com and click podcast. God is on Facebook and Twitter. God Is, W-E-Z-E. That's God Is, W-E-Z-E. So if you are on Facebook and or Twitter, please like and follow God Is, W-E-Z-E. I post there regularly. Today, we are going to drop down in Mark chapter 6 to verse 30. You'll notice there's a gap between Mark chapter 6 and verse 13 that I have just read for us. and Mark chapter 6 and verse 30. That's a gap of 16 verses, and I want to encourage you to read those verses on your own time. But what interests us in our series, God is Our Rest, is what Jesus does in verses 30 and following. Remember back in verse 13, he has equipped his students to go out and practice what he has taught them. Off they go. But in verse 30, the 12 return to Jesus, and when they come back, Jesus does two things with them. First, he has them report on the ministry that they did. And second, Jesus invites them to a retreat. Jesus gets a report, and then Jesus invites the 12 disciples to go on a retreat with him. So let me read to you now Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 32. If you're following along in your Bible, it's Mark 6, verses 30 to 32. The apostles gathered together with Jesus, and they reported to him all that they had done and taught. And Jesus said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest a while." For there were many people coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. They went away in the boat to a secluded place by themselves. That's verses 30 through 32 of Mark 6. Notice there's a title change in verse 30. Instead of these 12 followers of Jesus being called disciples, they are now called apostles. Apostles. That's significant, but I do not have time today to delve into that. For now, all you need to know is the word apostles here is descriptive of the same ones that Jesus sent out back in verse 13. Verse 30 makes that clear. They reported to him all that they had done and taught. You know what this is? It's accountability. Jesus is holding the disciples, the apostles, accountable. Jesus instructed them, and he sent them, and now he is calling them back together for a report. And Jesus is doing the same with we, who are his disciples today. He's given us clear direction in the Bible for how to live for him and how to talk about him in this world in which we live. And then he has sent us out on mission for him. But after, or as we go and obey him, he's listening for a report. This report comes through our prayers. We tell the Lord about what happened when we told others about him, when we prayed for people, and when we served the needy and the poor and the sick. Master Jesus, I'm trying to do what you told me to do, and this is how it's going, we say. A lot of us do not like accountability. It's kind of an ugly word. Sometimes churches or student fellowship groups or small groups will talk about having an accountability partner. This is another Christian that holds us to certain promises we have made to God and to one another. A lot of us do not care for that. We live in an accountability-resistant culture. An accountability-resistant culture. But being accountable to Jesus is very important because Jesus is our judge. At the end of our lives, Jesus is the one who will decide if we've been obedient to him and if we've carried out his mission in New England or wherever you may live. So what does Jesus think of our lives? One of the things I've learned about being accountable to Christ is this: reporting to Jesus all that I have done makes me accountable, yes, but it also rests me. I'm telling you, and I hope that you will believe me, that the sweetest time of my whole day is the morning hours when I open up my Bible and my prayer journal. I make a cup of black coffee, or purchase one prior to, depending upon when I'm working that day, and I communicate, I write my prayers, and I listen for a response to and from Jesus. It's in these moments that he rests me. Honestly, I am not exaggerating or trying to be super spiritual here. Honestly, I receive more rest at this time than I often do by being asleep in bed all night. Why? This is a time to receive the grace and peace that only Jesus offers me. Why do I write my prayers instead of speak them out or pray silently? Well, I have several reasons why, but the one I'll tell you about today is this. I find that when I write, I can formulate what's really going on well in my ministry and what's not going well, because I'm writing with a pen on paper, so I need to slow down and really think or really process. The Bible says they reported to Jesus all they had done and taught. I think this took time, and they had the privilege of doing this face-to-face with Jesus, whereas we do so by faith. That is, even though we cannot see Jesus in person, we believe he is there, and he is listening to our prayers. And furthermore, he will answer our prayers. So as I write, I pour out everything. All my emotions come rushing out in the ink that soaks the paper. All the discouraging days. Lord, I'm struggling with this. You gotta help me. And the encouragement, too. Master Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness and this fruitful aspect of my ministry that you've given me to do. In terms of God is, this ministry, it's those mornings when I am down. How come nobody is writing any emails to me? Are they out there? Why such a silent audience? And another morning when a listener writes with a question or a comment and or a prayer request. And I promise you, the Holy Spirit of God comforts me. He encourages me and shares a smile and prompts me to press on and to be faithful to him. This comes in the morning, as by his grace I begin another day. This comes as I report to Jesus. I am accountable to him, and in the prayer comes the rest. Some days, and actually today this happened, I will just lay my head down across the open Bible and close my tired eyes and let Jesus rest me for a few moments before I turn my attention to my study, my research, my writing, and my recording. With the accountability comes rest in the presence of my Lord. Do you have space for giving the Lord a report, as it were? Mark 6, verse 30, they reported to Jesus all they had done and taught. I encourage you today to spend time alone with the Lord, talking with him about your own life and ministry. And when you come back tomorrow, we'll see what else Jesus did in Mark 6, verse 31, as we continue to learn that God is our rest.